In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yesterday we celebrated the feast of the holy apostles Peter and Paul. And today we celebrate all of them. This is the synaxis of all the apostles. And so, I thought a word might be in order on this word that we hear all the time, and especially these last couple of days, apostle. What did that mean? It does not mean the same thing as disciple. Our Lord's disciples became apostles by the grace of power from on high, but they didn't start out that way. A disciple is a student. Someone who sits at the feet of a master and learns whether geometry or the violin. It's a learner. Apostle is something altogether different. It comes from the Greek word meaning to send. And it means one sent. From whom to whom? Well, it was an adaptation of the Jewish communities in the Roman Empire, the early Roman Empire, who lived, of course, scattered across the breadth of most of the Mediterranean region, that when they had to send word to each other, and particularly when they had a matter of serious issue to discuss with some distant community, they would appoint an ambassador, if you will, of their synagogue. And this ambassador would be empowered with full authority to speak as the community itself. And for these people, they gave the name apostle. So when Saint Paul, for example, as he frequently does, argues for his apostleship, because there were people who didn't accept it, quite a few. Who was he? Where was he when the Lord Jesus was teaching? But he wasn't anywhere in the vicinity, and he certainly wasn't a disciple. St. Paul, if you recall, was made Christ by a special dispensation of our Lord, appearing to him in the light on the road to Damascus, and bringing him over, as it were, himself. And it's understandable the resistance to St. Paul's claim, because this was a claim of enormous authority. After all, who are the apostles sent by? They're sent by Christ. They're sent by God. And they have, therefore, in the understanding of those Jewish communities of the day, they have the full authority to speak for Christ, indeed for God. That's why this rank is unique to this moment in the church's history. There were apostles here then, yes. Never afterwards. We have successors to apostles, bishops and things. We don't have apostles. That was a one time only, that first generation. A St. Paul who speaks with the very authority of Christ God. Or a Peter, or a John, or a James, or a Thomas. So we celebrate these men at this very special moment in the church's history, her beginnings. when the Lord God needed those who would speak with his full authority to the great world. And we give thanks to them. For the church is founded on their preaching. The church is grounded in the authority of their witness. And to our Lord, that same Lord, for granting them to us, we give glory with the Father and the Spirit forever. Amen.